Hi, this is Chip Wittrock, co-founder of College Prep Mastery, where we provide college-bound students and their parents the proven tools to plan for, prepare for, and pay for college. I just want to touch a little bit today on a conference we were invited to speak to. There was the Arizona School Counselors Association, ASCA, having their continuing education spring meeting. They had 500 counselors that came down for 2 days. I truly want to applaud the Arizona Student Counselors Association for putting on a phenomenal event, and having such a fantastic turnout. You know, you sometimes lose sight of how passionate these counselors really are. When you get a chance to be surrounded by 500 of them, it comes from every direction. But that's a wonderful thing, and you know, it's. It's exciting. It's encouraging. It's thrilling to see, you know, so much passion and so much interest taken in our kids and in this next generation that's coming up and gonna be a big contributor to our society and to our country. But then it's also disheartening to see the level of frustration on the counselors' faces with how much they have to try and contend with, how many different hats they need to try and wear, and all the things that they're expected to do. And it all comes at a time when there's limited, you know, reduced time, reduced funding, reduced resources, reduced help. I mean, the numbers are off the charts. And I think that's part of the problem that parents don't realize. Let's get this straight. High school guidance counselors are not there to help your child find a career or get them into the college that they should be into. You know, their primary objective is to, you know, get them through high school. I mean, they don't get this job opportunity to drop them off at the front door of high school and that guidance counselor is going to walk with them through high school, get them into college, get them into a good career, White House, you know, two kids, dog, pet, picket fence. Their resources are limited and their time is limited. I mean, you'd be surprised how many high schools don't have a, you know, somebody slated for college and career planning. But even that person, you know, is going to be limited to what they're able to do with the resources that they have. You know, how to identify their passion. That's not part of the equation. How to identify what career would align with their values and interests. That's not part of the equation. Which college best delivers that career path? That's not part of the equation. Okay, so now we're going to have a breakdown here of what position is it and whose responsibility is it? You know, and that's why we put together what we did with College Prep Masteries, because those pieces are core components that currently just aren't being addressed, and they're huge contributors to the number one declared major being undecided. Almost 6 years now is the national average to get a four-year degree. 85% of graduates plan to move back home. You know, these are the things that we don't want to happen. And we can't just put all that responsibility on the teachers and counselors. Yes, they're in a perfect position. But they're in a perfect position to do a lot of things. But they can't do it all. And that's where, you know, we come up with ways that we can try and emphasize the importance to you and to your kids to take a genuine interest in this and go out and spend the time, effort, and energy now to put yourself in a better position to have a better college experience. And so at the conference, we spoke to them for 4 hours. I mean, we had a tremendous amount of their time because of what we do, how to identify the importance of their passion. That's not something they do, but we want to give them a resource to be able to do that, to be prepared for the SAT, ACT at a higher level. That's something that we want to give them the ability to be able to do. You know, so it's all those roles that we wanted to provide them so they could have the tools and resources available to them to do the things that they weren't or aren't or able to be able to provide to their students. So we had their ear for quite a while, and I applaud them for you know, acknowledging that, you know, there is a breakdown, there's a limitation to how much they can do. What we're trying to do is identify, you know, what positions within the baseball field. If it's a, you know, baseball game, it takes an entire team to have a successful college experience. What positions can the counselors effectively play and what positions are left vacant. They are first base. So if they're playing first base and now they're expected to play third base, you and I both know what's going to happen if a ground ball's hit. If it does get fielded, we're going to have nobody at the proper position to be able to make that play. And there's a fundamental breakdown, and then all mayhem breaks loose. So we got a chance to talk to him and really enlighten him. And I'm taking this time now to encourage you to, you know, to reach out and find what's important, what the values are, what's the career. If they don't know, then keep digging until you figure it out. Reach out to us and let us help you. But make sure you find out before you go off to college. So this is Chip Wittrock, co-founder of College Prep Mastery, where we provide college-bound students and their parents the proven tools to plan for, prepare for, and pay for college. Thanks. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.